Hey. You jumped early?
I'm sorry.
You have to, it's three,
I'm
two,
I'm nervous about
one.
The new placement of the microphone.
Hey.
Hey.
Wow, what an anticlimactic. Hi. What's going on, America? This is the Dear America podcast, and this is day three of like the nationwide quarantine, and this is the second episode of the Dear America podcast. In the middle of all this craziness, man.
You know what we need? What? We need the sound from Contagion, the music.
Yes, oh,
we
man, do. Contagion.
We do. I guess this one doesn't work.
What we're doing.
I said, no, that doesn't work at all.
Is that not appropriate?
Coronavirus!
Everybody!
Day three of quarantine.
For those of you not watching on video, I just had to like roll to Jake's side of the studio to go push that button. Oh, hold on. Let me see if I can guess.
Get the green one.
How dare you? How dare you?
That worked.
All right. Okay, I'm done. Ladies and gentlemen.
This isn't funny.
I don't know which button it is.
Push another one.
I think it's the pink.
No! God, please, no! No!
That'll work. That'll work.
Hold on. Let's see.
It's right above that one.
Okay.
That one.
Jake,
one.
How dare you make fun of the virus?
This isn't funny.
There it is.
Yeah, there we go.
This isn't funny.
Oh, we need to label those. So, probably. So we can.
Yeah, I plan on it.
When he gets
realize
here.
Which one is which. Anyway, all right, ladies and gentlemen. So, obviously, everybody's paying attention to what is going on in the world. It seems like, I will say this, Kevin Durant just came out and said he was one of the Brooklyn Nets players that tested positive for coronavirus. Idris Elba just tested positive for the coronavirus. It seems like famous people are really down. Prone to catching the coronavirus.
Tying back into my conspiracy theory.
I'm just saying,
there
man.
There you, go.
You know, like Jake said the last episode, I don't know a single person that's tested positive for coronavirus, much less anybody that knows anybody directly that's tested positive. But these celebs just seem to be dropping like flies, man. It's weird. Somebody said it just goes to show that there's more people sick, but only famous people can get tested kind of thing. And so here in the state of South Carolina, this is kind of where we're at right this second. So, kids pretty much aren't going to school. I mean, they're not statewide now. Kansas was the first state to do what we called and we said was going to happen. I said it the minute that they canceled schools for at least 2 weeks. I said, no way kids go back to school this year.
I agree. I don't think they're going to
go
back to next semester.
No way kids go back to school. Kansas is the first one to pull the trigger. School's done in the state of Kansas. They're not going back. California is hinting at it. They're like, it's at least going to be till the end of April. But then you've really only got one more month. What are you going to do? You know what I mean? And so it's just kids aren't going back to school, ladies and gentlemen. So the truth is you just need to go ahead and start planning for that right now. Even if all this coronavirus stuff ends in a month and you go back to work, your kids ain't going back to school.
I don't think so either.
There's no
I
way.
I probably would have been pretty excited about it. But at the same time, I feel pretty bad for all these seniors who they're finally graduating.
I know.
No prom.
But I'm sure they'll probably have, I don't know if they'll have prom, but surely they'll have a postponed graduation.
Maybe they'll
ceremony.
Do like that scene from Contagion.
Sure.
They'll just do their own prom.
Maybe.
At the house.
Oh, you know, maybe. Kind of thing. Yeah. Oh, that's
put the Christmas
sad.
Lights and stuff.
But hey, on a side note, welcome all the homeschool families.
Ain't nobody going to do that homeschool.
I wonder if
nobody's going to do that
homeschool. We are. They are. I've talked to several moms, and we are doing it.
It's day three. Anyway, all right. So look, okay. Look, they're removing. The House is already working on legislation to remove all state testing requirements from kids. Which they're going to have to do because governors are going to shut down the schools for the whole rest of the year. It's only a matter of time before everybody realizes that their kid is going to just get a free pass to the next grade for next year. They ain't going to do no homeschool. Let's just talk
it's not
for
fair.
Real here.
No, well, it's not fair because the ones who are doing it versus, you know, some kids don't come from good home lives who aren't doing it. So it wouldn't be fair to those kids.
I understand. That's what I'm telling you. It's day three. Everybody's like, ooh, hashtag homeschool life. We're going to do this together. By day 27, everybody's going to be like, screw this school,
I disagree.
Man.
I know. I disagree. I'm actually wondering if we will see a spike in homeschooling families come next semester by parents who are like, yes.
You got to think about the kids. They don't want to be, they just got a free pass to get out of school.
That's true.
And then their parents are like, nope.
Well, for,
you're going to school
for the older ones, that's true. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Mine are still young enough to where I'm like, nope, you got to do school.
Hey, man, look, I understand that every kid is different, okay? I got it. Every kid is different. However, our kids straight up will tell you to your face they would rather go to normal school than have to do school at home.
Oh, there's no, because then 2 weeks ago, they were like,
I
want to
homeschool.
Looked at us
in her face yesterday and said
that. I know, but 2 weeks ago, they said they wanted to homeschool like their cousins. So, you know, kids are kids.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So back to South Carolina. So this is the state that we're in now. This is kind of what's going on with the governor and the state here. So as of today, restaurants and bars are closing dine-in services across the state. So nowhere you're going to be able to go dine in anywhere. The tax deadline has been extended to June. Whoop, whoop. Boom, boom. Do we have that sound?
Here, let me push one.
Dang.
We can get it.
Hurry up and push it. You're going to lose the moment.
Hey! I picked the right one!
Good guess, man.
Thank you.
All right. How long is that one? Okay, all right, there we go. All right, McMaster's, that's the governor here, requesting insurances to pay for the COVID-19 office visits, test procedures, etc. I mean, obviously, if you read the red tape, none of the insurance people, like, cover COVID-19 because it's new, so I guess you have to, like, just be like, just so we're clear, you got to pay for that, too. Let's see. Oh, this is interesting. So this is another thing that we started talking about. I said it a little differently, but this falls in line of what I said. I said the second they close down restaurants, how long until they start dictating grocery stores? And I was talking about how many people they let in. But what they are doing already in the state of South Carolina, grocery stores have to limit the purchase of some items. So you ain't going to be able to go in there and buy 8 cases of something and things like that.
Well,
so
Costco was already doing it. They limited 2
they're going to start rationing
packages
out things,
of toilet
man.
Paper. Well, because people are hoarding.
All right. Private employers to allow employees to work from home. Jake, you're already getting to do that. Congratulations. I'm a great employer.
Making him travel across the nation.
Yeah, I'm only making you travel 1,000 miles during a national or a global pandemic.
Got
anyway,
this, Jake.
All right. And then, it's talking about here in South Carolina, there are now 47 cases of confirmed coronavirus. So there's a lot to talk about, and we're going to talk about some things. I've got connection, you know, my connections at the White House that I've been talking to and things like that. They would like us to, convey some messaging to you guys and things like that. But before we do, let's get into a sponsor.
Let's go to a sponsor.
All right. So this sponsor is Freedom Project Academy. If you have ever heard of Dr. Duke Pesta, then you need to start listening to his podcast. He's a tenured professor of English at the University of Wisconsin, director of the Freedom Project Academy, and leading the fight against the left's takeover of public education. This is so true, man. We talked about this last episode. They wanted to teach my kindergarten age daughter about HIV and AIDS in public school. It's crazy. If you're sick of leftists trying to indoctrinate your kids, please consider Freedom Project Academy. FPA is an accredited classical online school built on Judeo-Christian values for students in K through 12. This is a complete, interactive, educational experience where students attend live classes with students across the country from the comfort and safety of your home. Most importantly, they teach students how to think, not what to think. Go to freedomforschool.com and request your free information packet today. Enrollment has already begun, so get your place while there is still room. That's freedomforschool.com, freedomforschool.com. All right, so let's get into some things. I thought that I would,
Let's go to some things.
I like saying let's get into some things. All right, so I, and for the people watching on video, you'll see the picture pop up about right here. Jake, unfortunately, you're just going to have to be like, oh my gosh, it's crazy, and you have no idea what I'm talking about. There is a photo, well, it actually was a video. Somebody posted it of a flight attendant on a plane, because we all know that planes have limited their capacity. Delta has done 40%. Virgin has done like 80% capacity die down. So this poor woman, she's just trying to do her job. This looks like a Southwest flight. She's just trying to do her job. Or maybe this is United. I don't know. Anyway, she's doing her procedures for nobody. There's nobody in the plane, and she's putting on the life jacket. Like, trying to show. And in the video, the guy even goes,
"Who's she talking to out here?"
And so, but look, man, I don't like to fly already. That would creep me out, man. Being on a flight and there's five of you on there.
I think I would like that.
No, I wouldn't. Out, man.
Would be creepier if she went to the emergency aisles and like, "Are you willing to accept the roles as the..." "Yes, I need a verbal yes."
Yeah, I need a verbal yes.
"You cannot
for
sit
you.
Here, sir, if you do not agree."
All right, so The Hill reported this yesterday. Well, not reported it. They just posted a clip. Lindsey Graham, it's a video of Senator Graham coming out. And in the video, he says, "My focus is not giving people a check from the government. My focus is to make sure you get your paycheck from your employer." So a lot of conversations are going on right now. What are we going to do? All these businesses are shutting down. There's some states that unless you are a essential business, you ain't working right now. So a lot of people are wondering about this. So the, you know, the House and the government is working on a way to try to get people paid. So Lindsey Graham was responding to that. But rest assured, AOC pops out of her mouth with something that just makes a whole lot of sense. She does the Twitter reshare with a comment, and it says, "Lindsey Graham has received a check from the government every month since 1995.
Oh,
well, no crap, Sherlock. He's a freaking
just like,
senator in the government. You receive a check from the government every month. You
a lot of people
twit.
Do.
What a, I just spit everywhere saying twit. Yeah. Anyway, the point is, what a moron, man. What an absolute idiot. Ivanka Trump posted a photo of her like building a little like fort tent with her
kids,
while they're on quarantine. She put herself in self-quarantine because she found out that she had come into close contact with somebody that had tested positive for the coronavirus. She has not, but she self-quarantined herself anyway. So she posts this photo, and then Ilhan Omar, Ilhan Omar, reshares it and goes, how many children has your father separated from their families? What are you going to do to put them together and spend moments with their children?
What an evil person.
Yeah,
what
this is not a time
stupid
for what, political
No. Meanness. No. Right. In times of great crisis and uncertainty, character of individuals really shines through. And Ilhan Omar is a horrible human being. Okay, let's just call it what it is. It came out, she finally posted that she married the very person that she denied having an affair with and shifting funding through her campaign. She said, "No, that's a lie. I didn't do that. We're not together." Now they're married. I'm just saying, she is a horrible, horrible human being. But I digress. This is interesting coronavirus stuff. So I didn't catch the name of the person that says this. But it's being reported now. CNN, MSNBC analyst, Fox and Trump. So Fox News and Trump should face charges akin to homicide for their coronavirus response.
What?
So there's people, there are people on the left that say that Donald Trump hasn't done enough. His response is terrible. He's the worst president ever, blah, 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 blah. But now you've got crazy people saying that Trump should be held responsible for the people who have died from the coronavirus that China is responsible for. If anything, somebody said we should make China pay us reparations for the coronavirus. Right. I was all
about
that.
The 200,000 people that died of the flu during Obama's. No, it'd be 400,000.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So
what about
you didn't do anything about all those people?
You can't even listen to those people, though. I mean, no sane person, although sanity I know is going away in this country, but no sane person is going to be like, "Yeah, that's true." I mean,
and
in fact,
times.
A lot of people have actually agreed that. Praise God for President Trump shutting things down quickly. Yeah. His response Cuomo time actually was really
said,
well.
Said that. And
I mean, people are actually, you know, coming together on this. Like, great.
No, was it? Who was it?
I don't know.
Was it Cuomo or was it Blasio?
Yeah, Cuomo.
Okay, Cuomo said, yeah, that Trump's actually doing a good job. That CNN reporter, Dana Rash, I don't know her name. She's from CNN. Anyway, she actually said that Donald Trump is being exactly what we need him to be right now.
Bringing even the small businesses together and the large.
That's the thing. Like you were talking about with Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham would rather have the employer pay, you know, but I'm kind of against that because I don't think it's the employer's fault that this all happened, but
it's nobody's fault
out of their pocket. Right. And aid is a big leftist thing. So they're all like, finally, you're giving aid to people. Why couldn't you have just increased unemployment benefits, et cetera, et cetera. But at least Trump is satisfying most of the left by, you know, offering to pay people who are out of a job and this and that. And it's bipartisan for the first time. But this is a pandemic. It's not like, oh, you lost your job because, you know, you got fired or something. Well, there's a global pandemic. So, yeah, we can help out our citizens.
I absolutely agree to, aiding whoever. But I also feel like he was also saying, let's everyone self-quarantine. Let's everybody get back on their feet so that employees can pay their people and we can continue, you know, growing our economy. Mm-hmm. That's what I took away from it, at least.
Only the left would use a global pandemic as proof for like, ha ha, we were right. No, you idiots. It's a global pandemic. You suck.
I did see something really cool of people. How can you support your local businesses? And basically saying, like, call your local businesses, because a lot of them, if you want them to stay open, those who have supported our community, they're willing to do, you know, curbside or drop off because they're trying to figure out how to make this work, too.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people aren't thinking about them, but you can call them. You can say, hey, I need this, or what are y'all doing during this time? And that way you can kind of help your local businesses stay open, too.
We were talking about this the other day. It's still yet to be seen. What this is going to look like affecting us. We are paid by sponsors and business deals with other businesses, just like everybody else. We have no idea if people are going to be able to pay us this month, if they're going to be able to pay us next month. Like, we have no clue.
We may be filming in the dark if we can't pay the light bill.
Yeah, maybe. Well, no, we paid this light bill, so we're good for another
good for
month.
A month.
we don't know either right this second. And so, anyway,
Oh, I was just curious. Have we talked about the Florida governor yet? Calls out the spring breakers?
No.
Oh. No.
So, okay, I'm going to do that then. So the Florida governor called out spring breakers for ignoring the coronavirus warnings, and that's not what we want. Basically, a lot of young college people, teenagers, are still hitting the beaches on Clearwater Beach.
Yeah, because it's really cheap.
Just like
right
it was
now.
Another day at the spring break calendar. And so he was saying, you know, when you're young, you're invincible. Or Dr. Daniel Bober actually said this, a psychiatrist. You're invincible. You have the whole world at your feet. You think nothing will ever happen to you. But to be, you know, to please not do that because other people are compromised. Yeah. So don't be selfish.
Here's the thing, guys, and this is directly from the White House. And obviously I won't say any names, but I'm going to read verbatim the text message I got, because I reached out and I said, hey, you know, what can we do to help during this time? And obviously the White House knows who we are and they track us. And they just said, help get people to stay home. Tell them not to hoard things and not to believe hoaxes like this text message thing. So there was a text message hoax going around asking people to enter info so they can get their money and things like that from the government. But either way, the biggest thing I want to say to people right now is San Francisco has already done this. They've already locked down their citizens and stuff like this. We're seeing every day, and even as we speak right now, Donald Trump is having a press conference today. So huge things may transpire after we film this episode. Here's what I want to say to you guys, and this is to not instill fear or anything like that. This is just rational thought process of thinking here. Okay, we see what's going on. We see the restaurants closings. We see the schools closings, all major sporting events and concerts, any gathering of now more than 10 people. Everybody asks all the time. They're already asking about what about martial law? What about the National Guard? What about all this other kind of stuff? If you don't listen to what is being asked of us to do. And the virus continues to spread rapidly. What do you think is going to happen next?
I agree.
And so it's rational common sense of things here, guys. At the end of the day, they're not asking us to do like this horrific thing if you're really thinking about it. Now, granted, everybody is not able to not go to work. I understand that some employers are still doing it. I understand there's a lot of questions right now, and I get that. And I'm not saying that it's not a hardship. I'm just saying that you need to heed what's being talked about, because if this continues to double and double and double, that's when you're going to see some really extreme measures take place. I said it last episode that the second they close down the restaurants, it's going to start to get crazy out there. It is. It's going to get crazy. And if people don't listen and this thing continues to spread and spread and spread, then they're going to take further actions.
You know what you can do while you're sitting at home for a couple of weeks? You can binge watch Dear America.
Yeah, you sure can. And speaking of that, speaking about paying bills, let's get into a sponsor. So this next sponsor is our good friends at iTarget Pro. Right now, gun stores are jammed and auto sales are through the roof. This is true. I just bought a lot. If you were hoping to go to the range to practice for the zombie apocalypse, good luck. Between prices skyrocketing and social distancing, you can forget about the range anytime soon. Thankfully, there's iTarget Pro. Using their proprietary app and laser bullet, iTarget Pro will allow you to safely practice with your actual firearm in the convenience, privacy, and safety of your own home. Dry fire training will develop muscle memory, help with target reaction speed, sight alignment, trigger function, and more. iTarget Pro comes in all major calibers, including 223 and 5.56. Right now, get 10% off plus free shipping with the offer code GRAHAM. All of us are seeing what happens when we're not properly prepared. Make iTarget part of your preparedness plan today. That's the letter I, targetpro.com, offer code Graham. All right, Alyssa.
No, there was just a tweet. I don't know who Sarah Jeffrey is, but it says your grandparents were called to war. You're being called to sit on your couch. You can do this. Hashtag quarantine life.
Oh, my God.
So, no, I like it, though.
I do, too, but it's so true.
Stop being selfish. And because I feel like they're giving Americans the chance to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Do the right thing. They're giving us the chance to.
I like the meme that says when you realize your normal life is actually called quarantine.
No. Yes. Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce this. I'm going to try because I want to steal her stuff, but Aparna Nansherla?
Okay, it does.
Anyway, it says, now everyone wants to know what introverts do for fun.
Yeah. Hey, man, yeah. I'm all about it. To be honest, Alyssa's the one messing up my quarantine
vibe, man. I'm such an extrovert.
Because it's so hard. I am all about, hey, I'm going to binge watch stuff all day. We're going to hang out.
You can't do that with three kids. Alyssa, you lie.
No, leave me alone.
You lie.
No, you can.
No,
Alyssa
can't.
Just won't let us. I went upstairs yesterday to play one round of Madden. I wasn't binge playing all day. I made it through the first quarter without Alyssa.
Well, you know,
burning
what?
A hole
you know
through
what?
My
At
soul.
At that time, taxes like, were due still.
What the crap is wrong with you? Blah, blah, blah. And see, she's so funny that. Because that was what we were talking about. Because, you know, we got taxes and all this stuff. And I told her straight up, I'm like, don't worry about it. They're going to extend it. They're going to shut it down.
That's
don't worry.
The difference between me
and Alyssa's freaking out. And sure enough, all this stuff happens yesterday. I'm not lucky. I know it's not luck when you're right all the time.
Okay, I have stuff. Oh, you are not. Okay, I have stuff. So everyone, all the doctors are saying, and even like before our kids came home, like different songs to sing while you're washing your hands, right? So unfortunately, Brandy.
Bohemian Rhapsody. While you wash your hands, sing the entire Bohemian Rhapsody.
So here are the top trending songs people are singing, okay? So I Will Survive, which I'm not going to lie. That's the one I've gotten like singing to.
I Will Survive.
Kiss from a Rose by Seal was surprising. Ooh. I was surprised that's one, though. But I mean, I like the song. It's just interesting. Living on a Prayer.
Hey. Oh,
we're halfway there. Okay, no. Miss Jackson. That's one of the top ten.
Jackson.
Ooh. Yeah, I was interested. But the one I've been singing is thanks to our best friend Brandy, who is a nurse. So we are praying for all the first responders and nurses and doctors. But she sent us a video of her taking off her scrubs or whatever.
Now, hold on. Bad. That sounds really horrible.
Okay, wait.
She did not. It was like you could see her shoes, like it was facing away from her.
You have to take your scrubs off before you go in the house. She had clothes on under, but anyway.
No, God, please, no, no.
Anyway, she was singing the song, No Corona.
No Corona.
So that's
this actually, isn't funny.
It is funny. That's probably what Brandy's saying, but that's actually the today, one Jake. That I've been singing in my head is No Corona every time I'm washing my hands.
I've been singing Down With The Sickness by Disturbed.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
So anyway, hashtag Dear America. How dare you? Graham, stop. what are y'all singing? I'm curious other people what they're singing to wash
America,
your hands.
Dear America, let us know what you're washing your hands to. Okay.
Britney Spears.
Toxic.
I'm toxic.
I'm sipping on. I don't even know what the real words are to that. I know.
I don't either.
I'm
actually.
Toxic. Okay.
I'm slipping on.
Anyway, all right. Non-coronavirus related. All right. So here we go. Right here. This is like the only news article I can find. Not corona.
I know what you're gonna say.
You know what I'm gonna say?
I think it's the only news besides corona.
Let's see. Challenge.
I doubt it, so we'll see. All right. This is not fake. All right.
Okay.
The first non-binary superhero in Marvel is being announced. The name? Snowflake.
Shut up.
The first non-binary superhero's name is Snowflake.
Wait, it's a...
It's a non-binary Marvel superhero.
What's a superpower? Making snow?
To melt on you.
Debating? I don't know. what is that? I don't know. Who cares? His name is Snowflake.
It's non-binary.
Its name is Snowflake. Their name is Snowflake.
Strange times.
What a stupid superhero, man.
Yeah, I know. That could have at least made it.
Talk
like,
about the most boring comic book ever. Snowflake starts off his journey, but then Carla misidentifies him and he spends the rest of the comic book pouting. What?
I have a fun game.
Okay.
Y'all want to play a game, Jake and Graham?
Yeah.
Okay. This is,
Saul starts off. I'm just saying.
Oh, sorry. I don't watch those movies. Okay. This is,
Do you want to play a game?
I stole this from Taylor, our assistant. She is not here today. She's also on quarantine. So it's just me and Graham in studio. But this is social distancing, this or that. So would you rather have this or that?
Okay.
Toilet paper, hand sanitizer, or sanitizer?
Toilet paper.
See, I go sanitizer. All right. Pajamas or sweats?
Sweats.
Yeah,
sweats. Pretty much same thing, right?
I'm not a big pajama wearer.
Podcast or books?
Podcast.
Podcast.
You have to say that, I feel like.
Well, no, I just... Attitude,
probably. Yeah. Tea or coffee?
Coffee. Mm. I'm not a big drinker of either one.
I can't live without coffee. This is going to be funny. Essential oils or candles?
Candles.
Essential oils.
Who gives a crap about essential oils?
They smell good.
Comedy movies.
Say the candle.
Say that. Too busy or too bored during this?
Too busy.
Yeah. Well, I don't. Yeah, fine. Too busy.
Okay. Salty or sweet?
Sweet.
I'm salty. Sweet.
Really? Yeah, you are.
Sweet? I don't. I shouldn't say. You know what? Wait.
No, God, please, you pushed the wrong one.
We're sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Alyssa is
fine.
She's trying to take over roles. It's not her job today.
You got to push them.
Yeah, but I pushed them correctly.
Okay, fine.
Anyway.
And then laundry or dishes is the last.
Laundry.
Dishes.
I don't know. I don't like either. Laundry, probably. I do both.
So you can watch TV.
No, would you rather have? I'd rather have clean dishes than necessarily clean laundry.
Hey, man, look, I've
been to Iraq a couple times. I'm used to wearing some dirty stuff.
Yeah,
okay?
Probably dishes.
All right? At the end of the day, you eat off the dishes, so, people. That's why millennials are going to die off in the zombie apocalypse right there, okay? Essentials, people. Essentials.
So I got some news that it's pretty serious with all this coronavirus stuff going on and people being super concerned. Tom Brady is leaving the Patriots.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. For the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What a biggest,
Possibly the biggest
punch in the freaking groin sack ever. What a horrible. Tom Brady will go down as arguably the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL. His story of how he was drafted. I mean, just everything about it. I don't understand, man. I mean, I understand you want to get paid like a lot of money your last two seasons.
Yeah.
But dude, you're Tom Brady. You're going to make so much money for the rest of your life. Peyton Manning just got $20 million a year to go work for ESPN as a Monday night football commentator for crying out loud. You're going to get paid your money. Why would you pull a Brett Favre and the last 2 years of your playing life, if you actually make it the full 2 years, you're going to go to the
two.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I, well, but Peyton, that was a little different though. You went to the Denver Broncos. Peyton was at the Denver Broncos for a long time though, like 3 or 4 seasons. And he went to the Super Bowl twice during that time frame. I don't really know if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are in the same position that the Denver Broncos were during that time frame. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, man. I just don't get it. I don't understand it. But hey, whatever, man. You know, go for it. I think it's a tragedy, to be honest with you. Tom Brady going to the Bucs for his last 2 years.
Announce it, you know.
It's
first of all, sorry everybody. Doesn't care.
Yes, sorry about the global pandemic. I'm leaving the Patriots that I've been with for 20 years and going to the Bucks. The city of Boston is in a low right now that you just cannot. They've got a global pandemic and TB12 just left. I mean,
he did it on St. Patrick's Day. It's like getting dumped on your birthday for Bostonian.
Oh my gosh, man. Yeah, it's weird. Let's see. Drew Brees re-signed with the Saints. Let's see. Oh, there's already talk. So this is the thing about the Patriots, right? So the Patriots are going to be all right. They're going to suck this year, but they're honestly probably going to tank on purpose because Trevor Lawrence goes into the draft next. So people are already talking about tanking the season, drafting Trevor Lawrence, and then they've got another 15 years of, because Trevor Lawrence is good now. Trevor Lawrence is going to translate into a really good NFL quarterback. And so, yeah, the Patriots are going to be fine. It's going to be whatever. But Tom Brady.
I think you should be able to vote as a citizen who pays taxes for the stadium and the team. I think there should be like a vote to how the team, you know, buys new players and all that. Doesn't that make sense?
It's crazy to me.
You know how divided this country I feel like that would just ensue like mass rioting. Like, no.
State by state.
Yeah. I think Tom Brady.
State by state.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I'll eat my words. I mean, I know he's got Mike Evans. I know he's got some good offensive weapons. They got to figure out a running back, and they got to get an offensive line because the Bucs' offensive line is atrocious. If they don't fix the offensive line, I know they got like $60 million in cap space too. By the way, if you guys didn't know, I'm a huge football fan. Maybe we should start doing like a sports segment. Anyway, point is, if they fix the offensive line, they might have a chance. If they don't fix that offensive line, I think Tom Brady doesn't even finish this season because he's going to get put on his butt in the NFC South, which Tom Brady is used to the AFC, and he's used to the Patriots dominating a very weak AFC. Anyway, all that put aside, I think it's an atrocity and it's sad. Let's get into a sponsor. Don't say anything, Alyssa. All right, Patriot Mobile. I want to personally thank our friends at Patriot Mobile for backing us. Yes, we talked about this a lot. There's a lot of people who don't want anything to do with us because of what we talked about. Patriot Mobile has had our back, and you guys need to help us support them as well. We talk a lot about protecting the unborn, standing up for the American flag, and your constitutional right to keep and bear arms. But what are you doing about it? We don't have the luxury of looking the other way any longer. We need to support companies who stand with us. Patriot Mobile is the only cell phone service that donates a portion of your monthly bill to organizations fighting for the values you claim to believe in. The right to bear arms, life, religious liberty, and supporting veterans. I know switching cell phone carriers is scary, but Patriot Mobile makes it easy. You can keep your number, bring your own phone, or buy a new one and get the same reliable nationwide service. Go to patriotmobile.com/GRAHAM and get free activation when you use the offer code Graham, plus a free gift when you open a new line, or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's patriotmobile.com/Graham or 972-PATRIOT, offer code Graham. All right. Alyssa, you've got some funny things for the
audience.
I have
a couple of just funny tweets and then one meme. So the meme that I thought was funny is when it's finally 2020, but you realize that both 1820 and 1920 had massive plague outbreaks. And it's got the guy, who's the, what show do we watch that we love with this guy in it? Graham, I'm looking at you talking to you.
Say that one more
time. There it is. Who's that guy?
I can't see that.
It's from this show we really like with the...
Oh, The Witcher.
The Witcher, yes. What? The Witcher guy.
Henry Cavill or Henry Cavill, like,
So I really liked... Well, I like him and the movie, the show. But anyway. Okay, and then there's a tweet that says, I know this time of self-isolation is hard and scary for people, but however bad you are feeling, please, please don't consider starting your own podcast. Straight men under the age of 35 are particularly vulnerable to this, and we all need to be vigilant of the dangers.
So as we sit here, I'm not trying to cut you off. As we sit here, I found something. It's about coronavirus. Go figure. Philadelphia Police Department is now letting their officers know that there are now certain things that they would normally arrest people for, not to arrest people for. All narcotics offenses for Philadelphia right now.
I don't know if you should come out saying that.
Theft. Do not arrest people for stealing from people, from retail, or vehicles. Burglary, vandalism, all bench warrants, stolen auto, economic crimes, bad shit. Let me look this up. You guys talk real quick. You guys talk. I'm fixing to look it up and verify.
And if it is real, I don't feel like anyone would actually like send that out across the news channels.
They didn't. Somebody took a picture of it.
I don't believe it.
Well, one other thing we need to remember is the people who are passing away, like, it's like in Contagion.
It is real. It's all over Fox News and everything. Philadelphia police to delay arrest for certain nonviolent crimes.
To delay. Okay, I don't
know. Oh, this is real. Okay, you cut me off. Let me finish this. All right, all narcotics offenses. Theft from people, retail, auto, burglary, vandalism, all bench warrants, stolen automobiles, economic crimes, and prostitution. Ladies, now is your time. Go make your money.
No.
I'm kidding.
That's not even funny.
It was a joke, obviously. It was a joke. Okay, I'm not saying women who aren't prostitutes need to go be prostitutes. It was a joke.
Okay, but I don't.
This isn't funny.
Yeah, it's not. Wow. No, but I don't feel like we need to like broadcast this because that's going to give a lot of not good people like, oh, great, I can go do all these things now. But like that was not smart.
No, we have to talk about this. What are you talking about?
Like, I don't think
okay.
That's,
we have to talk about they would do people. That. This is what I'm talking about. Okay. This is why on Monday, while everybody else was buying toilet paper, we were buying bullets. Okay. I don't trust people. Okay, and Alyssa told me not to be doom and gloom today, and I'm not going to be.
It's kind of hard.
No, I'm not. I'm being for real. It is our job to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. What you need to hear is that society is crazy, and especially the people in Philadelphia right now, you need to look out for yourselves and your family.
Yeah, but
this
don't
time
be
frame.
In fear and stupid.
Don't live in fear, people. But not living in fear does not mean being moron. At that's the true. Same moment.
No, I agree.
And
with that.
So that's what's going on.
I just don't know why would they even say that? That doesn't even seem
something else I want to say is
no,
is
Jake,
in
you're
a time
not
like this, you need to be calling your elderly relatives, grandparents, and whatever. They're definitely don't FaceTime them though, because we all know what it's like to FaceTime somebody above the age of 70.
so true.
That'll be tough. But something I'm reading right here on Drudge. Funerals are moving to live streaming. So this is also in Contagion, where the funerals are basically non-existent. So that's something that's really a bummer.
My dad has surgery for cancer tomorrow. I can't. I'm not allowed to go. Like I'm not allowed to go.
Yeah, they're limited. I think here is only one person can be with someone in the hospital, and then they have to leave immediately.
The U.S. and Canada, as of 2 minutes ago, officially agree to close the northern borders between the two countries.
Yep.
Crazy.
And Mexico's already happy with shutting the border between America and Mexico.
Hey, man.
Finally, we get some help.
Finally. Hey, look, if we can be on a bright spot for a moment, how thankful are we, and by we, I mean me, Lissa, and Jake, that we have the opportunity that we have to be able to communicate with you guys?
Yes.
Right? So technology is a really cool thing, and so it's amazing. What a time for the digital broadcasting world to step up in this regard, to not only bring you entertainment during this time frame, but also to bring you, I mean, imagine 15 years ago. Just imagine 15 years ago if this had happened. Nobody would have any freaking clue what was going on. Not really.
Yeah.
You'd have to watch TV, and that'd be just about it.
Your Netflix DVDs would be super late.
Yeah, Netflix DVDs would be super late. Your iPhone 1 you know, would have been.
I think it's really cool, too, because we are supposed to have our small group Friday night, and, of course, 10 or more. Well, there's five of us, so obviously it's canceled, but we're going to do FaceTime. So I think it's neat that you don't actually have to be isolated in this digital age, that you can all come together and still talk to people. Yeah.
Churches across the country are going to online, which, again, I mean, if you really want to think about it, I mean, how amazing is that, right? Like how amazing is it that you don't have to not, if you are a religious person, you don't have to go without that. They can broadcast it to you from your home. I mean, it's really cool times that we find ourselves in during this thing, because, you know, back in 1918, when they had the Spanish flu epidemic and all this stuff, they were very much alone and to themselves, and nobody really knew what was going on. And depression is one of the biggest things that you deal with when it comes to having to isolate yourself. And it's a really cool time that we find ourselves in to be able to do what we do. Because being able to talk to you guys actually kind of keeps me sane and keeps me going.
Oh, yeah. Any contact with others, which is why it's kind of a matter of perspective on that, which is why it is neat, because we can FaceTime, we can talk to my sisters in Oregon. They're shut it down over there. So I'm able to talk to her every night, and my nieces.
And it also makes you grateful for all the small things in life that we take for granted.
Absolutely.
Like restaurants, you know. Toilet paper.
Yeah.
Yes,
I'd give anything to go to Wild Wings right now. I was just thinking about that just yesterday. I was like, man, this is a great time to go to Wild Wings. But
speaking of food, though, okay, so I'm going to jump back, because my last favorite tweet was quarantine diary day one. I have stocked up on enough non-perishable food and supplies to last for months, maybe years, so that I can remain in isolation for as long as it takes to see this pandemic out. Day one plus 45 minutes. I am in the supermarket because I wanted a Twix.
All right.
Yeah.
So,
Graham, I feel like you didn't appreciate that.
I'm sorry. You're
just jumping ahead on me.
No, I'm sorry.
That's funny, because that's what half of America I feel like is doing.
Well, while you guys are finding funny stuff, I'm doing breaking stuff while we're talking. So,
breaking news.
Have you seen the clip of the China guy?
No.
Oh, my gosh. My dad literally just texted me.
Is he okay?
They just canceled his cancer surgery.
Is he okay?
What?
Yep.
Are you serious?
Yep, I'm dead serious. Well, literally, he just wrote me like right now while we're talking.
I thought they were going to let his go through, because we have a friend who has they have cancer, and they said
they're not
doing surgery.
I told him, I said, Dad, you need to call your doctor and you need to harass them, because this is going to happen. And he didn't listen to me. And
well, now, let's go ahead and wrap up then. So you can give him a call. All right.
So wrapping this up, the video.
Red Arrow weapons too.
Oh yeah. All right. So speaking of weapons, all right, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a doomsday thing. However, you need to take care of yourself and your family. Red Arrow Weapons, right now, they are still shipping out Rifles. They're a huge sponsor of ours. They're amazing people. They actually are adding to the giveaway for my book. If you go to America316.com right now and pre-order my book, you enter yourself to win a free Red Arrow Weapons rifle.
And they're
100%
awesome.
Made in America. Go to America316.com and pre-order now, or just go to RedArrowWeapons.com and check them out. And I leave you with this.
Donald Trump don't trust China. China is asshole.
This guy knows.
Don't trust China. China is asshole.
Best video on the internet.
That's the best video on the internet.
China is what?
China is a-hole.
Oh.
Yeah, now that's a guy in Hong Kong. He's like, Donald Trump, don't touch China. China is a-hole.
Oh.
That was back in the Hong Kong protest.
All right, one more
too.
Time.
China is asshole. Donald Trump, don't trust China. China is asshole.
That's terrible.
But it's true, man. Don't trust China. Ladies and gentlemen, keep, you know, stay safe out there. Stay healthy. Enjoy your families. Keep your spirits up. We promise you this. As long as the internet is up, we will be bringing you the Dear America podcast. Maybe we can even do something once Jake gets here. Maybe we can not only record this thing, but also broadcast it live on my Facebook or something.
Oh, that'd be fun.
For an episode. Maybe do something cool like that.
I wanted to plug this for the mamas really quick. The Cincinnati Zoo is doing live streaming on their Facebook account. We watched it yesterday of the hippos. They're doing that every day since kids can't go to the zoo. So it's free entertainment for your kids. ABC Mouse has codes, and a lot of places are unlocking things for your children to do that you can get on. So just some tidbits there to keep your kiddos entertained and educated during this time. That's it.
Yeah. Sweet. All right. Yeah. So again, share this podcast. Tell your friends. Give us five stars. Leave us a review. It helps us in the standings. You guys are amazing. Again, we promise you that as long as the internet is up, we will be here with you guys. I'm serious about that live feed. We may be able to do something cool like that during this time. Anyway, all right, that's all we have for this episode of the Dear America podcast. Day 3 of quarantine is, we're right in the middle of it.
It's commencing.
Anyway, we hope you guys have a blessed day. Jake, where can they find you?
On Instagram at producer_Jake.
Alyssa.
Alyssa Allen on Instagram.
And of course, I'm Graham Allen. That's all we have for this episode of the Zombie Apocalypse version of the Dear America podcast. And we'll see you all again next time.
Bye.
See ya.